Everyone has a fave Wendy's Frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new Frosty Swirls and Frosty Fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo Brownie Fusion, Pop-Tarts Strawberry Fusion, Strawberry Swirl, Brownie Batter Swirl, Caramel Swirl, and Caramel Crunch Fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to Frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co. LLC, used with permission.
In today's episode, we are giving out advice to our listeners. We discuss suing your ex-boyfriend, what to do with a 10-year-old sibling who has a BDSM obsession, how to handle a mom who is pushing you to lose weight, and we determine what age you go from cycle baby to cycle daddy. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag psychobabble. Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's psychobabble.
Hello there.
Hi.
Last night, I was...
You looked like you were about to do...
Were you like...
You know what this is?
Did you ever do this, where you lock your hands backwards and then you like...
Nope, never did.
Turn them inside and out and
no,
inside and
I'm
out.
No, I'm talking about the... from High School Musical, where they only have their hands
Speaking
out.
Of musicals...
Yeah.
Last night, I was like at the club...
You went out?
No, it was like a bowling alley.
Oh. Okay,
and
Grandpa.
Defying Gravity came on, and I was like...
Were all the gays living?
I was wet.
Jesus. Like, your whistle was wet because you were about to sing.
I got my whistle tones or whatever, and it was just like
whistle
hitting...
Whistle tones?
Like Mariah.
Your whistle notes.
Yeah. I think it's tones.
Nope.
I think it's my whistle tones.
No, your whistle note.
I think it's called
whistle
tones.
Notes.
So that played, and then it was like Musical Monday or whatever. And then also, they played Take Me or Leave Me from Rent because it was like Musical Mondays.
Oh, remember
And
your...
it just made me really think about how much better the Glee version is than the Rent version.
Wow.
So they've just did.
Are you talking about the Rent version or the Rent movie version, or are you talking about...
I think it was the Rent movie version because, it sounded like Idina.
Idina? Idina?
That's her name. Idina Menzel.
Idina. Idina.
What did John Travolta call her? I was thinking like Petite Noël, but that's not. Adele Dazeem.
Adele Dazeem. Petite Noël.
Petite Noël. My drag name.
Petite Noël.
Petite Noël. No, but like I just know the like ad libs and the song choices that Rachel and I guess I could
who
say Mercedes.
It? Selena?
No.
Selena.
What's Rachel Wait, Berry's
whose
real
name?
Name?
Is Selena?
I said Mercedes. No one's named Selena. Are you trying to say Santana?
Oh, Santana.
No, it's Amber.
I guess I haven't watched Glee in 10 years.
It's Amber.
Amber
and
Riley.
Leah Michelle.
Jeez, old
there
pizzles.
We go. Anyways, now that I've given you some advice on which. Which
that was the worst
which
transition.
Versions of Take Me or Leave Me to listen to. Now.
Let's see what the people want to know.
Let's get into some cycle baby advice.
So. We do advice episodes every so often, and we let you guys submit questions. And, you know, this is like some stuff that might be a little bit more personal. It's sometimes really specific, sometimes pretty general. We don't really have a...
doctoral license.
We don't really have a license in any capacity. We don't have any right to tell you what to do with your lives. We just take the big brother approach of, you know what? Here's some things we would do, maybe. And we open the discussion up.
Yeah. And you could always email questions to psychobabble.
Wait, say that again.
psychobabblequestions@gmail.com. Someone the other day was tweeting at me too, and they're like, I've tried and I keep getting the domain return. And I'm like, okay, girl, then you're not spelling psychobabble right, and this ain't my problem.
Okay.
Figure it out.
So if you want,
that's my first piece of advice.
So if you want, send questions to the email and be sure to include a mini version of the topic as the subject
so we know
what we're clicking.
And we need
don't make the subject help.
And we need, and when we, that way we know what's most pressing too.
Right.
You got a deadline on this.
Don't put urgent in it, because then everybody's going to start putting urgent.
Well, let's dive in.
Anyway, we got a lot of advice on how to write an email. What's
first one is from C. C says, first off, I'd like to say I love your podcast. I've
oh
been
my
listening
God,
since
C.
day one,
Thank
and I'm
you.
A huge cycle, baby.
As you should be.
So, recently broke up with my boyfriend of 10 months. There was an emotional and psychological abuse at hand, and he always had to one-up you. Yep. Over the summer, I spent $836 on 4 hotels so that I could see him because our parents didn't know we were dating. When we broke up, I asked for $418 for half of the hotels. He said that he was only going to pay me $250 because the 2 other times we were happily in a relationship and the 3rd time was my mistake and he wasn't going to pay for it even though he said he would. I called him out on his BS and then he said he wouldn't pay me unless I apologized. I refused because I shouldn't have to apologize because it was my opinion. So he took the $250 off the table. If I asked again, I would file a restraining order. He would file a restraining order and take me to court because now I'm harassing him. So confused on how to how I should feel. I've talked to some of my friends, but they don't know what to do either. I guess my question is it worth getting a lawyer to take him to small claims court, or should I just bite the 418?
Well, you, I would say, are the expert on small claims court.
This is why I picked this
Let me answer what I think is right, and then you say the definitive what's what.
Yeah.
Because Corey watches a lot of Judge Judy.
Oh, my God. I will tell you what Judge Judy would say in this instance.
I would say you got no leg to stand on unless you have a contract or something, or you have texts where you agreed to pay half beforehand or something. I know it sucks, but, like, it's kind of like, oops, live and learn. I think that's literally it.
I would love to see this episode on Judge Judy.
Why? What do you think Judy would say? Like, I get that it sucks, and I get breakup sucks. But, like, unless you have some type of written documentation that he agreed to pay half, then this is on you, boo.
And I was going to say, it might work if you have texts where he promised to pay the $250. I mean, if you've got those texts, that's your only fighting chance. But even then, Judge Judy would probably be like, so Judge Judy gets very mad about people who are in relationships who, like, aren't married, who then,
does,
like...
Does Judge Judy then, get, like, really happy about anything?
No, not really.
So there we have it.
Judge Judy's going to be like, why didn't you ask him for the money right then and there? Why are you asking him for the money now that you've broken up?
Yeah.
Like, clearly it's just like a scorned lover kind of thing is how Judy would look at it. Judy would look at it. So, gosh, I would say it really sucks and that's a lot of money. But I'm kind of in agreement with Tyler where kind of you live, you learn. Because I think if you do hire a lawyer for a small claims
court, that's going to cost a lot.
It's just going to cost more money out of your pocket. And rarely
but
do they.
But can you take somebody to court and then also include, like, also pay for my court fees
rarely.
If you lose?
Judge Judy never gives you court fees.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's just Judge Judy.
Judge Judy knows her shit. She's been in the game for, like, 100 years.
I didn't say she doesn't know her shit.
So
let's get Judge Judy on the podcast.
Oh, my God. I would love that.
That would be
she
a great
flies
episode.
To L.A. like twice a week just to film her episodes.
Well, sister can come in.
I mean, she can.
We should do a legal advice episode
with Judge Judy. And she'll just say what she thinks. Is that legal?
I would bring a gavel.
I'm like, doesn't she charge, like, lawyers charge? Or she's a judge, not a lawyer. I don't know. See,
she's not giving advice. She just say no. Yes.
I know. We could give her hypotheticals.
That's her hitting
cycle babies ask Judge Judy.
I love it.
I can't wait. I would say,
see,
I'm sorry.
It sucks.
I would bite the bullet. I would delete his phone number. I would block him on social media and I would live and learn.
I think, yeah, that's the takeaway we can give you is I think it's better to just move on.
Yeah.
And cut your losses and live and learn and take that. I think every relationship serves a purpose as long as you take what you learn from it to the next relationship.
Yeah. And I mean, it's tough. I mean, if he hadn't paid me after the first, like, hotel thing, I would have felt like I was being taken advantage of and kind of tried to, like, take a step back and look at the relationship from the outside. And I'm sorry that this happened to you and that is a lot of money. But I think it's just you're going to go in a rabbit hole of paying more and more and more and more and more
Plus,
money if you try to get a lawyer involved.
There's also the emotional cost of keeping somebody who is abusive in more than one way in your life. I think that is that worth, I don't know.
I'd say I would contact Judge Judy to be on the show.
Oh, my God, yes.
Because they pay you for your appearance. So at least you might get some money back whether you win and or lose.
God bless. Okay. What else can we give the people? Who else needs advice?
Okay. So this next
good
one.
Good luck, C. Bye.
Good luck, C. This next one, the email title. 10-year-old sister into kinky smut, question mark?
Jesus. Don't click send straight to spam.
No. I love it. This is from L. L says, so my 10-year-old sister doesn't know that I know her iPad password.
Oh my gosh.
And I went on her iPad today. She's always on Wattpad claiming she reads Percy Jackson fan fiction.
Honestly, Logan Lerman, is that who Percy Jackson is?
Yeah.
He
could Andor get it?
He's 24.
And then he's legal.
I just looked it up. I saw him at an airport once, and I, like, melted. He is very adorable.
He's cutesy. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
So I already get where this 10-year-old's coming
from. She says, I believed her that she was reading the Percy Jackson fanfic, but I was a little bit skeptical because she never lets anybody see what she's reading. So I opened her library today expecting to find loads and loads of Percy Jackson stuff, but instead...
Loads and loads.
Well, I added that. She just said loads once.
Oh, my God. Corey, don't change the email.
I'm just livening
this poor girl.
But instead, I found a bunch of romance stuff, and that confused me. But
now is this also Percy Jackson romance?
I guess not. Oh. And it confused me, but then I saw some of the covers, which looked a little bit ... off.
Oh my God, don't put your eyebrows up like that.
I clicked on it to read what it was about, and I found a BDSM story.
Oh, shit.
At first, I assumed maybe she accidentally added this to her library. But then I looked at where she was and found that she had read the entire thing. That she read the whole fan fiction. I'm a little bit worried and I don't know how to confront her. She'll just ask how I know her password and then change it so that I can't access her iPad anymore. Or she'll come up with some excuse, which I obviously won't believe. What should I do? Love, L.
Well, I think, if it were Logan Lerman stuff, I would let it slide. Sis.
You know Wattpad's got freaky shit.
Do they?
I read one.
I put out some of my book on Wattpad.
That somebody, like, drilled a hole in someone's stomach and then,
that.
Like, effed it.
I think, yeah,
not okay.
Not okay.
I mean, I'll be glad that they're reading BDSM and not that.
I think it's a complicated situation because BDSM, and I'm no expert, is... if understood correctly, and if handled with respect, and if both participants or if everyone involved knows what it's about. It's not about, like, psychological abuse. It's not about, like, it has a lot of, there's a lot of
people
that have...
You're talking about BDSM.
Right. What did I say?
Nothing.
I'm just saying there are a lot of people out there that don't get it, or me included, or have what's it called, misperception?
Yeah,
misperceptions about it. Misconception. there's a lot of people that don't get it and just assume that it's like a bad thing or something like that. But I think it's a heavy topic for a 10-year-old to wrap their mind around, especially when the logistics of a very vanilla relationship or vanilla romance or anything like that are enough to, like, be complicated for a 10-year-old, I think. You know what I mean? Like, a very...
Here's my thought is what? That people are probably just curious George on the internet.
I think you're allowed to be.
As I'm sure we all were when we were young and, like, it had just dove into the World Wide Web.
But I think BDSM is pretty complicated for somebody with... not much experience with any type of relationships,
well,
as I would assume 10-year-olds might be.
What I would tell Elle is, did you read the whole story? Because I once read something on Wattpad about me, because somebody tweeted it at me, and I read it, and it was, like, involving gay sex, and, like, it was written by some fucking 10-year-old who didn't even know how gay sex worked, and they were, like, trying to name positions that are physically impossible.
Like, what? Show me.
Like, so I'm like... is this BDSM or is this some, like, 10-year-old pretending they know what BDSM is and, like, writing about someone, like, fingering someone?
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Read the story and get back to me.
I don't know about that. So, wait, what was the exact question?
They just want to know if they should confront their sister about what they're reading.
So, with all of that in mind, I think it's a touchy subject because I think the internet's a great place for people to learn and to explore their curiosities in a safe way, But I think if what she's taking in is giving her a false or negative, I guess, version of what BDSM is, that could be problematic. I think, aren't 10-year-olds not allowed to look at porn? But is Wattpad porn? I don't know. I don't have the answer for this 18. One. Fuck it.
I think it makes you be 18 to read it. Jeez. I feel like when I had to read about me in the impossible sex position that a 10-year-old wrote, I had to like agree to something.
You had to get your parents' permission?
Yeah. As I say, or just be a good sibling and do what Tyler's brother did and teach your sister how to clear her browser history.
Yeah, that is a good smart move. Though, I don't know. This is a toughie. What do y'all think? Let's open it up to you guys. What do you think they should do in the situation?
Are they going to like tweet their response?
Tweet with the hashtag PsychoBabbleBDSM. And give your input. Because honestly, Corey and I don't have all the answers.
That's true. This
is a complicated situation where I think there are levels of nuance that are
I'd say break into the iPad difficult. Again, read the whole story, see if it's really like BDSM.
What
and then
really
again,
BDSM?
Just because somebody reads something doesn't mean they're into it. Like I had friends who read
Ooh, that's a good answer,
the
too.
Problematic 50 Shades of Grey, but they weren't into like any doing anything. They just like
if my 10-year-old little sibling were reading some like
10-year-olds read your book.
My God.
There you go. And that's how Sue sees
and
it.
That's how Sue sees it. I guess I would make sure that they're having a conversation with an adult afterward. they're talking through it all.
There you go. And yeah. That's how Sue sees so, it.
Hashtag psychobabble BDSM. Let's talk.
Moving on. This one is from Jay. Mm. Jay says, I'm 18 and I'm getting married in under 2 years. I know I'm young, but that's not the point. Listen, gals, I have a dilemma.
Whoa. I love the voice of this email.
I am a plus size queen. That's how.
Is it all caps?
That's how she wrote queen.
Yes.
And I mean like plus size. I'm a big gal. And I don't see it as a bad thing at all. I write body confidence column and exude self-worth. I love my curves, even if I don't fit the mold. So my problem, my mother, she is constantly trying to convince me to try endless workout DVDs and all these diets and meal replacement shakes and will not accept that I'm just happy the way I am. She wants my wedding day to be this big body transformation reveal, and I just want it to be a day of love. Should I give in and try to change, or should I stand my ground? Thanks so much. Love you. And she included a picture of her wedding dress, which is beautiful.
Ooh, I want to see.
Well, I'll send it to you later.
What? No, I want to see it now for context.
It's very pretty.
Oh, that is stunning.
Isn't it?
Beautiful.
So, mama drama.
Well, I think it's difficult because parents always think they know what's best for their kids. And they're always trying to help and they're always trying. I think the problem is a lot of it comes from a place of love. Or at least that's how we're told parents are and what you may think, and that's how they think. But there comes a time when I think parents overstep a boundary and they project what they want for their own lives onto their kids and what they think is right or traditional or whatever, in whatever sense, onto their own kids. And their expectations of what they thought all along that their kid might be, if it doesn't align with the reality of what their kids turn out to be, I think there's a bit of cognitive dissonance for the parent and they have a hard time wrapping their minds around it or, you know, being okay with it. I think the best parents are the ones that kind of go with the flow and don't kind of police.
Just like let their kids be happy.
Right.
I agree. I mean, yeah, if you write for body confidence columns and all that and you're happy the way that you are, then, I mean, it sucks that your mom just doesn't get that. And I'll also say, I think you're at an interesting age where you're like 18 and this is around the time where you start realizing that like you're an adult now and your parents are adults and they're humans too. And they've made mistakes and they're not perfect and they don't have all the answers and they're not always right. And I mean, that's a huge thing. And I think that that'll help you a lot with realizing that your parents might have hopes and dreams and wishes for your life or want things to be different. But I mean, it's ultimately your life. And if you do what makes you happy. I mean, that's what's most important.
Right.
And if you love your body and if your fiance loves your body and you're both happy the way that you are, then I say live your life.
I have, and I just pulled it up, a draft for a tweet. And I know that I knew that I had written it like a year ago or something, and I just never tweeted it for some reason. And I said, you can't say you're concerned about overweight people's health and then body shame them to the point of harming their mental health. I think a lot of people act like they are concerned and they use the veil of, oh, well, you know, I only want you to be healthy, not based on like looks or anything like that. I only want you to be healthy. But when people overstep their boundaries and project their expectations of others and tell them incessantly how to fix it or this is what you should be doing or blah, 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 that infringes on their mental health. And I think how I don't get how somebody can wrap their mind around saying that they're concerned about the health, but at the same time harming their mental health.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I agree with that completely.
And I think it's hard for people to explain to someone, hi, you trying to be nonstop fixing this thing that's not even an issue for me is affecting our relationship or is affecting
right. my mental
my
health.
Body positivity yeah. or, you know, things like that.
That's very well said.
I don't know. I think you have a good head on your shoulders. You are in your own right path if you're feeling great and empowered. And I hope that you stay, strong in that sense. But what was the main question? How do I deal with it? Yeah, what do I say
just,
to my mom?
Well, no, just should I give in or stand my ground? I say stand your ground.
Stand your ground. And like I said, I think understand that your mom is probably coming from a place of love. And the difficult thing is you have to kind of approach it with patience.
Yeah.
And that's stupid and annoying. But like if you have to kind of explain yourself, because that's might not be something that she's able to understand.
And
I don't know.
You sound like you have a good head on your shoulders.
She does.
And
her dress looks great.
And I'm happy for you. And if you're ready to get married, we would never judge you.
Although I do think that is very young to get married, but I guess it's not my place to judge. Listen.
She said, slow down, gals.
I know. She even stopped me before I said anything.
My grandparents got married at 18.
I just say,
what's
the rush?
And they just had their, like, 60th.
What's the rush? So, I don't even believe in marriage.
Well, then there you go. So then age shouldn't matter.
I just want to be in a brothel.
You do?
Wait, what's a brothel?
That's like a gangbang situation, I think.
Yep, I'm in.
You want brother husbands.
I want to be a brother husband, yes.
Yeah, okay.
You know sister wives, y'all? Where that one guy has like five wives and they're all like sisters. But not like sisters.
Not like sister. Not, sister.
They're just like sister.
Yeah.
I want like a brother husband situation. It's me and all my boys. And we're all like, ugh. The hubby today. Am I right, guys? Anyway.
I think you're wrong, guys.
You know what? You live your life. It's not my place to judge. Get married. I guess that's what people do.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Okay.
This is from... Next question.
Yeah. Take me.
This is from A.
Oh, it's 11-11, by the way. Make a wish.
Oh,
I wish
God.
All of our advice didn't suck.
I wish...
Oh, 11, 12. You're done. Okay, what does A have to say?
A says, I need help with a serious problem.
Is that the subject? Because I wouldn't
No, I would have never opened
okay,
that.
Okay, good.
My question is,
yeah.
At what age does someone stop being a cycle baby and start becoming a cycle daddy?
Oh, my God.
As a 35, almost 36-year-old? This question keeps me up at night.
Oh, my God.
Please help.
You know what?
Thanks, A.
I don't know. Psycho daddy? Corey, you are the expert on this.
I'm like, I think I'm a psycho daddy.
Oh, my God.
If we're being...
Wait, are we the psycho daddies?
Cycle.
Cycle. Oh, yeah, cycle. I am a psycho daddy.
We know, Lord knows you're a psycho daddy.
That's what all the other brother husbands call me.
Yes. But are you a psycho daddy?
We're like the seven dwarfs where there's like dopey, sleepy. I'm psycho daddy.
You're psycho daddy.
Psycho daddy. Anyway, cycle. Okay, so is there an age? I think we're all children in the eyes of God.
We're all the Lord's children.
Right, right, right.
It just
Except
depends.
If you're a brother husband.
If you like to ride a cycle.
That was a beautiful song.
Was it?
If you like to ride a cycle.
I'm rich and you're not.
I know. Wait, what is
what
that?
Was How's the lyric? Song?
I'm worth what millions. You are not. Please won't you be my cycle daddy.
So what do you think?
Wait, can we put that on a shirt? I'm worth millions. You are not. Please won't you be my cycle daddy. Okay.
Please won't you be my neighbor.
Okay, okay. So the question, so the answer, what's the answer, Greg?
I think that
yeah,
you should identify however you want to identify. Don't let us put you in a box.
Mm.
If you want to step
unless you want to be in that
to
box.
The mountaintop,
you want me to put you
and
in
the spread box, the people? Seed.
Jesus. Oh, spread the seed?
Bring the people to the cycle
spread
battle.
Spread the seed.
Sea.
Oh.
They're like sea, like Moses.
Oh, spread the sea.
Yes.
I was saying, spread the seed.
Girl.
When was the last time you spread your seed?
Okay, ma'am. We're cutting you off.
Okay. Are we done?
So the answer is, A, if you want to be a cycle daddy, be it. If you want to be a baby, own it.
If she wants to be a psycho toddler,
email us back and tell us what you've decided.
Everyone tweet.
We give you the power here.
Okay, here's what I want.
Cycle Babble.
Here's what I want. Corey, what's a hashtag where people can submit what they are? What's it? Give
like what they identify as?
Mm-hmm, like they can say.
Like PB identity.
Yeah, use the hashtag PB identity with a selfie of you serving a look.
If you're a cycle baby, mm-hmm. if you're a cycle mom,
cycle
if you're a cycle
daddy.
Sister.
Cycle sister?
If you ride that cycle twister.
Oh my God. and yeah, use the hashtag PB identity so we can kind of take inventory of
Do you
who
think
our
they know
people
how
are.
To spell identity?
My God.
Lord hopes so.
And on that note, I think we can wrap it up today. Corey, I think we gave out some good advice today.
Yeah.
Or no?
Well, I mean,
I'm still perplexed by that BDSM situation. I don't know what to say.
10-year-olds getting freaky deaky Dutch.
Gosh, I don't mean to shame, and I don't think I did, but like, I don't even know how I would handle that if I were a
I'm like,
mom.
How do you know that it's your 10-year-old sister and like maybe one of your parents borrowed her iPad
yes,
and maybe like
plot twist.
Everybody knows her password because the key code is 11111.
Do you use a – it's 6969. Do you use a – do you have an iPad?
No.
Oh.
I'm not garbage. I'm not trash.
Wow. Drag the 10-year-old with
Do you
her
think
BDSM.
I would like one?
Honestly, I have one and I never use it.
Okay, I'll just take yours then.
You can have
I'll borrow it for like a week and I'll let you know. Like, when you know when you were like in kindergarten and then you got to take home
Wait,
the
can
teddy
we do
bear.
Ew, no, that's how you get lice. can we do a technology swap? Because I want to try a Nook sometime.
I have a Kindle.
Sure.
I don't have your book on my Kindle.
I don't
but
want I to lots, read my book. I've read it.
But I have lots of David Sedaris.
I'm currently in the middle of, what's that?
Are we doing a technology swap? You can read on your iPad.
I'm currently in the middle of, what's that one book? The David Sedaris book.
Oh, Barrel Fever, the first
Barrel
one.
Fever. It's not his first, though. It says in the inside cover that he also wrote, unless it's a republishing.
It was a republishing.
It is so funny. I need you to read it. Oh, my God.
Well, it's the only David Sedaris book I haven't read, so I might as well.
I read a chapter every night.
Wow, before bed?
Mm-hmm. I feel kind of like.
And then, like, what do you do?
And then I kind of like. And then I kind of go to sleep.
You go to bed.
Do you sleep
with,
only
like,
on one side of the bed?
Yeah, I was really thinking about it last night.
Okay, we gotta go before this turns into an episode. Okay, bye, y'all.
Wait, you didn't tell them how to follow me on Twitter or Instagram.
I'm sure they can fucking figure it out.
Find it, follow it, love it.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.